Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm Avi Arditi. This week on our show, we have music from Lorde, Katy Perry, and Miley Cyrus. We explain how a Somali-American found himself acting in a major new film with one of Hollywood's biggest stars. But first, President Obama had a special guest at the White House recently, 16-year-old Pakistani activist Malala Yousafzai. 1 year ago, the Taliban shot her because of her efforts to support education for girls. The White House said the president wanted to thank Malala for her work on behalf of girls' education in Pakistan. First Lady Michelle Obama and their older daughter Malia were also at the meeting. Kelly Jean Kelly has our story.
The White House visit came on the same day that the Norwegian Nobel Committee awarded the Peace Prize. Malala was considered a favorite to win this year. However, the prize went to the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, which is currently working in Syria. But a day earlier, Malala won the European Union's top human rights award, the Sakharov Prize for Freedom of Thought. The president of the European Parliament, Martin Schulz, made the announcement in France. The Sakharov Prize will be presented on November 20th. The annual prize comes with an award of more than $65,000. Mr. Schulz said, "The European Union is a proud ally of people like Malala, who stand up for equality for girls and women."
An 11-year-old who was told she's going to be killed because she simply wants to go to school. Just imagine the courage that she has shown. As far as I'm concerned, Malala is an incredible personality of the 21st century.
Malala was 11 when she became an activist for women's education and freedom in Pakistan's Swat Valley. The Taliban banned women from attending school there in 2009. She began a blog, writing under a different name, and quickly became a voice for women's rights. Then, on October 9, 2012, Malala was shot while returning home from school in the Swat Valley. Two other students with her were also wounded. Malala was shot in the face. She was taken for specialized treatment in Britain. She recovered, regaining her sight and her voice, and has continued to fight for women's rights.
Education is the only solution. Education first. Thank you.
Now, 1 year after the attack, many Pakistanis express their pride in Malala Yousafzai. Mazar Abba is a Pakistani journalist.
It's a great, not only for her family, but for the whole nation.
But not everyone in Pakistan is celebrating Malala's success. Mohammed Sahail lives in Karachi.
My point of view on Malala is the whole thing is a drama. There are lots of issues here, like drone strikes, other things happening. You are ignoring all of the issues and following a girl.
In Malala's hometown in the Swat Valley, she is a hero to student Sadia Shah and others.
She is an extremely intelligent and brave girl. I want to be like her. She did a lot of work for the education of girls.
Malala now lives in England and promises to continue her work for years to come.
The new movie Captain Phillips is earning praise for its star, Tom Hanks, and its realistic presentation of a hijacking by Somali pirates. The young actor who plays the lead pirate in the film is also winning praise for his performance.
Look at me.
Sure.
Look at me.
Sure.
I'm the captain now.
Barkhad Abdi is a Somali-American who spent his early years in Somalia. He has spent his more recent years driving limousines in the city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. He told VOA he never dreamed he would get to act in a major Hollywood movie. Barkhad Abdi's life changed because of a report he saw on a Minneapolis TV station. It said producers were looking for actors to play parts in a film about Richard Phillips. He was the captain of the American ship Maersk Alabama that was hijacked by Somali pirates in April 2009. He says his background in Somalia helped him relate to the part.
I was always fascinated by the pirates, and I just was amazed, you know, by what they do. And, you know, and I'm a Somalian myself. I was born in Somalia. I left Somalia when I was 7 years old, and I witnessed the war. So I could relate to the pirates in a lot of ways. You know, I know a lot of people that came from Somalia that live with us in Minneapolis.
Minneapolis is home to the largest Somali immigrant community in the United States. Thousands of Somalis have moved there over the past 20 years, fleeing war and poverty in their homeland. The 28-year-old Abdi suddenly found himself working with two-time Oscar winner Tom Hanks and a major Hollywood director, Paul Greengrass. He says both men helped him feel at ease on the movie set.
Tom Hanks is really a humble guy that, you know, was there with me and, you know, just helped me through it. And Paul Greengrass is the one that gave me the chance and believed in me from the get-go. And if I ever do anything wrong, he'll take me to the side and, you know, help me get the scene better. So I'm really grateful by working with him.
Barkhad Abdi says that before the movie came out, he received some criticism within the Somali community. Some people said the part he was playing could make Somalis look bad. But now he says those feelings are gone.
The Somali community, they're loving it. I receive all kinds of messages on Facebook and Twitter complimenting me and, you know, telling me how proud they are of me.
So what songs are you and your friends listening to this week? We asked Larry London, host of Border Crossings on VOA Music Mix, about some of the most popular songs on this week's Billboard Magazine Hot 100 chart.
Currently, the number one song is by a 16-year-old newcomer from New Zealand. Her name is Lord.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams.
So we're talking about Royals, the name of the song by Lord. Tell us a little bit more about Lord.
Well, she's a newcomer, as I mentioned. Kind of there's a dark side to her. She's little known. She keeps herself very private, yet she's chosen a very public industry to be a part of. She writes great music. A lot of people are really applauding the music that she's written, and this is her debut effort. And she sounds like Adele. A lot of people are comparing her voice and the timbre of her vocals to an Adele-sounding song.
Let me live that fantasy.
And number two on the Billboard Hot 100 chart this week is Roar by Katy Perry.
I used to bite my tongue and hold my breath, scared to rock the boat and make a mess. So I said quietly, agree politely. I guess that I forgot I had a choice. I let you push me past the breaking point. I stood for nothing, so I fell for everything. You held me down, but I got up. Already brushing off the dust. You hear my voice, you hear that sound. Like thunder gonna shake the ground. You held me down.
That song is interesting for a variety of reasons. First of all, it's the first song off of Katy's new album, which is her second album. It's called Prism, coming out in November. But the song itself, you know, she made a video. Video has already gotten millions and millions of hits on YouTube. But because she used animals in the video, she's already coming, you know, under fire for her use of animals in her video. People from PETA are, you know,
people for the ethical treatment of animals
are giving her criticism for, you know, exploiting animals. And she says she had the Humane Society on set with her and she didn't hurt any animals.
Moving on, we've got number three on the Hot 100 this week is Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. All I wanted was to break your walls. All you ever did was wreck me. Yeah, you wreck me. I put you high up in the sky and now you're not coming down. What is the story with Miley Cyrus? Tell us if people have been missing some of the publicity recently. Tell us about it.
Well, she has managed to find different ways, whether they're good or not, whether people approve of them or don't, but she's found ways to keep herself in the mainstream, in people's top of mind these days, whether it be for her VMA performance or the twerking and the tongue sticking out, or all of her different antics. But she still keeps herself out there. People are talking about her. They're talking about the VMA performance a month after it took place. So she's managed to keep herself out there. She's got the number one album. Right now, she's the it girl. Miley Cyrus is the it girl.
And breaking with her past, for those who will remember her as Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
Or the daughter of Billy Ray Cyrus.
That's right.
The country singer.
Now, she said on Saturday Night Live when she was doing one of the skits, when she was a guest and a host, she said Hannah Montana was murdered.
Oh.
She kind of said that in jest, and you know, everybody got a laugh out of that. But I think there's a lot of truth to that, is that, you know, she's trying to distance herself as much as possible from the image of Hannah Montana, because she's now 20, and she did that when she was 13, 14 years old. So it's very, very different now. She wants people to accept her as the artist she is, not as Hannah Montana and the illusion that she created as that Disney character.
Let's talk briefly about this next song, Wake Me Up.
Wake Me Up. Wake Me Up. Avicii is a Swedish DJ, and Avicii doesn't sing. The vocals on this song are not Avicii's. They're a different singer, but this particular song is doing very, very well, and it seems like there is a trend these days for DJs. Swedish House Mafia, and the list goes on and on. David Guetta. There's so many that are very popular right now as far as DJs. 5 years ago, that wasn't the case, but right now, if you're a DJ and you attach yourself to some popular vocalists, you can have a mega hit. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over.
And at one more song, we've got to talk about The Fox.
Okay, well, that's the European brothers who are making this. It's crazy what The Fox said and what this said and what that said. I have it on as a ringtone on my phone right now, that song. Bird goes tweet and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes croak. And the elephant goes toot. Ducks say quack and fish go blub. And the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say? What the fox say? I first saw them on a television show called Ellen. She introduced these two
Ellen
guys.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Right. And these guys came on and they performed the song. And in the video, which has gotten, again, millions and millions, you know, they wear these different animal costumes. And they're known as funny writers, parody writers, back at home in Europe where they're from.
They're Norwegian?
Yes, Norwegian. Norwegian
and,
brothers.
And they're known as, well, it's Y-L-V-I-S.
So Ylvis.
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 Not Elvis.
Not Elvis.
Ylvis.
Ylvis has left the building.
Larry London is the host of Border Crossings on VOA Music Mix. Time for us to leave the studio. That's all for American Mosaic this week. I'm Avi Arditi. You can read and listen to our programs and add your comments at learningenglish.voanews.com.
can also find us on Facebook at VOA Learning English.